simple plan.
我们不要被痛苦打倒。
We are not to be stricken by pain.
我们起来。
We should rise again.
复习。
We should be revived again.
低头祷
告。Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你，因为你是恩典的神。
Father, we thank you because you are the God of all grace.
凡临到我们身上的事都是你许可的。
And whatever befalls us, we know it is that you allowed it.
在我们一切的遭遇里面有你的爱。
And whatever we meet up with, we also see your love.
有的时候我们不能完全明白。
Sometimes we find it hard to comprehend.
但是你的十字架是保证。
But your cross is the proof.
我们一看十字架，我们的心就得到安慰。
And when we see the cross, our hearts are comforted.
天父，你永远的爱爱着我们。
That you will love us and you will love us forever.
在你的爱中也有永远的智慧。
And that in your love there is everlasting wisdom.
主，我们把自己的一切的一切用信心交托在你的恩手中。
And Lord, we commit our entire being into thy hands of grace.
我们感谢你，那带领我们的手是有钉痕的手。
We thank you because the hands that lead us are the hands that are nail pierced.
主啊，求你借着你的话语，使我们有追求复兴的心。
We ask that you give us a heart of revival to pursue you.
主，求你让你的恩典好像雨一样临到我们身上。
And we ask that thy blessings will come upon us like rain.
奉主的名祷告。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.第十八篇七十二节。
The 78th Psalm, verse 72. Psalm 78, 72.
七十八篇七十二节。于是，他按心中的纯正牧养他们，用手中的巧妙引导他们。
So he fed them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands.
这里提到主手中的奇妙。
Here it talks about the integrity of his heart and the skillfulness of his hands.
主的手代表他的作为。
His hands represent the mighty handiwork of God.
也代表他的引导。
And it also represents the guidance of God.
主的引导和作为实在非常奇妙。
And here, God's handiwork and guidance are amazing.
在这里两件事合在一起讲。
Here we are speaking about two things together.
神心中的纯正。
The purity, the integrity of God's heart.
还有他手中的奇妙。
And the skillfulness of his hand.
这两样合在一起了就好了。
And when you put these together, it is marvelous.
他的奇妙是和他心中的纯正合在一起是平衡的，是合作的。
The integrity of God's heart and skillfulness of God's hand is balanced and they work in harmony.
这对我们是一个很大的安慰。
To that, to us, that is a great comfort.
再看一节圣经。
Then would you turn?
第七十七篇。
Back to Psalm 77.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
七十七篇十九节。
Psalm 77 verse 19。
你的道在海中，你的路在大水中。
Thy way is in the sea and thy path in the great waters。
这里说神的路是在大水的深处。
Here it talks about that God's way is in the great waters.
也是超过我们所能够了解的。
Something beyond our comprehension.
这个大海很深。
The depth of the ocean.
这个深度是超过我们能测度的。
The depth of which we are unable to measure.
神的道路也是这样。
So is the way of God.
有的时候我们不明白。
Sometimes we find it hard to understand.
但是我们心里有一个保证。
But we have the assurance in our hearts.
就是神心中的纯正。
And that is the integrity of God's heart.
也可以说是 the purity of his love.
It can also be put as the purity of God's love.
神爱我们是真纯的爱我们。
God loves us in purity.
他的爱是保证。
And His love is assurance itself.
不管他的引导是怎么样。
No matter how He guides us,
不管他的作为是如何过于我们所了解的
No matter how much his handiwork is beyond the scope of our comprehension
只要他是按照心中的爱去做就我们可以放心的
As long as God works according to the purity of his love in his heart then we can be at rest
有一首诗里面有一句话非常宝贵
There's a very precious verse in a hymn
就是领导我们的那只手有钉痕
The hand that guides us are nail-pierced.
我们一看见主手中的钉痕
And when we see the nail-pierced hands of our Lord,
我们立刻放心了
We are, my minds are set at rest.
如果主爱我为我钉十字架
If my Lord has loved me and had died on the cross for me,
那么无论他领我到什么地方
then no matter where he leads me to,
一定是合乎他的爱的
it would be within his love.
好，今天晚上我们要在诗篇里面看神的奇妙的作为。
Today we are to examine from the Psalms the amazing handiwork of God.
我们也看七处的经文。
We are also going to examine seven passages.
神七方面的奇妙的作为。
Seven aspects of the amazing works of God.
第一处的经文。
The first passage.
二十三篇。
Is in Psalm 23.
第五节。
Psalm 23, verse
5. 二十三篇第五节。
The 23rd Psalm, verse
5. 这是我们很熟悉的一节。
A very familiar verse.
在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的腹杯满溢。
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies.Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over.
神在大卫的敌人的面前摆设筵席。
God has prepared before the enemies of David a table for him.
敌人的面前是很危险的地方。
The presence of one's enemy is a very dangerous place to be.
是枪林弹雨的地方。
You are under target.
但是神呢，是那样的地方啊。成为筵席的地方。
But God is able to turn such a dangerous place into a banqueting place.
两个相反的情形啊，竟然合起来。
Here we see a paradox aligned.
这实在是神奇妙的作为。
And that is amazing work of God.
当我们有的时候受敌人逼迫。
Sometimes when we are persecuted and oppressed by our enemy.
神却在这个逼迫之中给我们恩典。
God will show among all this oppression His own grace.
有一次我跟薛玉光先生谈话。
One time I was conversing with Mr. Xu.
他刚刚从非洲的 Ethiopia 回来。
He had just returned from Ethiopia.
那个时候Ethiopia 已经是在共产的政权之下。
At that time, Ethiopia was already under the communist regime.
教会受压力
and the church was oppressed
但是雪先生啊有机会进去传福音
but Mr. Xie has the opportunity to go in to spread the gospel
他回来这样说
and he came back and said
在 Ethiopia 的南部有一带地方
that there's a southern part of Ethiopia
有很多的人信主
there are many believers there
在短短的几年里面
just within the short span of years
有十几万人信主
There are hundreds of thousands of people that have come to know the Lord
教会受压力
The church was under persecution
受逼迫
was under oppression
有拦阻
There were all kinds of barriers
但是神的道却是传开
But the gospel of God was spread nevertheless
有比平常更多的人信主
And there were more believers than otherwise would be
中国的大陆也是这样
It is the same way in mainland China
在三十多年前
30 something years ago
中国大陆只有一百万基督徒
There were only a million Christians in China
但是现在呢
But what about now?
有人的统计
Survey has told us
中国的基督徒的人数是在3000万到5000万之间。
That there are 30 million to 50 million Christians there.
那就是在30年里面呢，增加了30倍到50倍。
So we see a 30 to 50 fold increase in those 30 something years.
这是教会历史里面的这个增长最快的一个最高纪录。
We can see the highest record of a growth spurt here in church history.
南韩的教会发展很快。
The development of Southern Korean churches are very fast too.
但是中国大陆的教会的增长比南韩还要快。
But the growth in the church in China has exceeded that.
在过去的10年里面。
In the past 10 years,
南韩的基督徒
the Christians in South Korea
从300万增加到900万
has increased from 30,000 to 3 million to 9 million.
那就是说300%的增长。
So you can see a 300-fold increase.
大家都觉得很惊奇。
So everyone marvels at this.
但是在中国大陆
But in mainland China,
教会的发展更快。
The development of the church there is even faster.
是在压力之下产生的事。
And it grew under oppression.
中国实在有了很大的变化。
And there is tremendous transformation that is undergone there.
1980年
In 1980,
滕师母和我回到中国大陆探亲。
Mrs. Cheng and I visited China to visit our relatives.
在那年的九月底
The end of September that year,
我们到了北京。
We arrived in Beijing.
我们就在去参观这个北京人民大会堂对面的一个地方。
And we visited a spot across from the People's Hall.
叫做人民革命历史纪念博物馆。The Museum of the History of the People's Revolution.
It's the Museum of the History of the People's Revolution.
我们进去参观的时候。
And when we went in there to visit,
那我们买了两张的明信片。
We had bought 2 postcards.
这个明信片呢是这个毛泽东纪念堂的明信片。
And they were postcards of the Memorial Hall of Mao.
我们在看的时候。
And when we were examining those,
两个青年人从我们身边经过。
There were 2 young people that walked by us.
20多岁的青年。
20-something years old.
他们看见我们呢，穿的衣服跟他们不同。
They saw that we were attired quite differently from them.
就知道我们是华侨。
And they knew that we were overseas Chinese.
他看见我们在看东西，他们就出于好奇心呢，想看看我们在看什么。
And so they were curious as to what we were interested in.
所以他们就靠近来。
So they drew near to us.
当他们发现我们看的这个明信片的照片的时候。
And when they found out what type of postcards we were looking at,
我做梦也想不到他们讲了一句话。
Never occurred to me that they would say what they said.
其中一个说
One of them said,
那有什么好看
What's so good about that?
那有什么好看
What is so good about that?
哎呀，我信不下去。
I found that incredible.
中国大陆的青年呢，是这个思想完全改变。
That the ideology of the Chinese youth has taken on such a transformation.
看毛泽东的照片，他们说你有什么好看
？Even a picture of Mao is nothing to look at.
中国大陆在改变。
China is changing.
我们住在一个旅馆里面。
We were living in a hotel.
那天晚上是中秋节。
It was the Lunar Festival.
这个月光很美。
And of course, there was a full moon.
那么我就拿我的照相机啊，要照一个月光的照片。
And so I was trying to take a photograph of the moon.
我在看月光的时候。
And while I was looking at the moon,
就发现了，在我们住的地方不远之处，有一座礼拜堂上面一个十字架。
I found that near to where we lived, there was a church with a cross.
我看看月光。
I looked at the moon.
看看那个十字架。
And I looked at the cross.
然后心里有很深的感触。
And I felt greatly inside me.
月光不变。
The moon does not change.
那个十字架也不变。
The cross does not change either.
中国在变。
It's China that's changing.
今天是英雄，明天呢，就被人反对。
A hero today, a villain the next.
但是神的创造不改变。
But the creation of God goes on unchanged.
还有基督的十字架不改变。
And the cross of Christ goes on unchanged.
我心里有很深的感触。
And there was a tremendous moving in my heart.
在中国大陆的基督徒的人数增加很快。
That the Chinese, the number of Chinese believers in China growing so much day by day.
1978年
In 1978,
那就是六年前
About 6 years ago.
有一天我收到一份报纸
I received a newspaper.
那是这个美国的Washington Post.
It was the Washington Post, United States version.
是航空版的很薄的纸印的
It was printed on an airmail bulletin form.
有朋友寄到亚洲去
And a friend had mailed it to me to Asia.
我看的时候发现
And I discovered on reading
有整整的一版呢是一个特别的报道
That there was a special report taking up a whole full page.
是一个加拿大很出名的记者写的报道
It was written, a report written by a very eminent Canadian reporter.
这个记者到苏联去
This reporter had been to the Soviet.
他用六个月的时间呢在苏联考察教会的情况
And had spent 6 months there examining the church in Soviet.
然后他写的这个报告
And he wrote this report.
它里面 有一个数字我真是很难相信
There was a number there that was incredible
他说根据他实际的观察
He said according to his own observation
他认为苏联的基督徒、啊、有3000万到6000万那么多苏联3000万
There are 30 million to 60 million Christians in the Soviet
我看见的时候信不下去
And I found that hard to believe
有这么多基督徒吗
There are so many Christians
苏联全国的人口是多少
How much is the population entire in the Soviet anyway
也不过是两一半
They're 2.5 billion、
啊、那么如果 No 250 million
250 million
OK如果是真是 2.5 billion 的我们再吓死那么如果是6000万基督徒的话
If there are 60 million Christians
60 million, yeah, that's right 如果是6000万基督徒的话
If it were so
跟谁还不太一那就是苏联全国人口的四分之一。
It would be a quarter of the entire population of the Soviet.
可能的吗
？Is that possible?
好像不可能。
It sounds hard to believe.
但是这个人的报道，我相信不是乱讲。
But I believe that this report was not unfounded.
在任何的地方
，No matter where one is，
在任何的压力之下
，Under what type of oppression，
圣灵都可以工作。
The Spirit is able to work.
都有人信主
And they are believers every day.
而且他们付了代价来做基督徒
And being a Christian was bought at a price.
我记得听宋商杰博士讲到
I remember listening to Dr. John Song
speak. 我要问问在我们中间有多少位听过宋昌杰博士讲道请你举手
I wonder how many of us have heard Dr. John Song speak.
啊也有好几位
Quite a few.
这个我12岁听他讲道。
I was 12 when I heard him.
他讲道很特别。
He was a very unique speaker.
那天晚上啊，他带了一个小篮子到了讲台上。
I remember that night he brought a small basket up to the podium.
那么这个篮子里面有些皮球。
And there were some balls inside the basket.
拿出一个皮球来。
They took out a ball.
在讲台上用力摔下去。
And he threw the ball right on the podium.
这个皮球就跳起来。
And the ball bounced up.
他再拿一个皮球
took another ball
更用力摔
and even tossed it harder
跳得更高
and it bounced harder
再拿一个皮球
took another one
用力摔
and threw it again
碰到天花板
and it bounced against the ceiling
他跟着说
then he said
他说教会就是这样
this is the way the church is
这个压力越大他跳得越高
the more the pressure the higher it bounces
难处越多越兴旺
The more the difficulties are, the more the church grows.
因为它里面有生命
Because it has life in it.
当神与教会同在的时候
And when God is with this church,
一切的遭遇都成为祝福
Everything the church meets up with becomes a blessing.
神在敌人面前为我摆设筵席
Because the Lord has prepared a table before me in the presence of mine enemies.
这是我们的主，我们感谢他。
This is the way our Lord is, and we thank him for it.
所以我们传福音不灰心。
So we are never discouraged when we preach.
我们继续的忠心的去传。
We will faithfully continue to spread the word.
神能够完成他的计划。
And God will be able to accomplish his plan.
神做的第二件奇妙的事。
Then the second marvelous works of God.
我们看三十五篇。
Psalm 35.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
三十五篇十三节。
Psalm 35 verse 13.
至于我，当他们有病的时候，我便穿麻衣。尽是刻苦己心，我所求的都归到自己的怀中。
13. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom.
再看上面一节。
We go back to the previous verse.
12节。
Verse 12.
他们向我以恶报善。
They rewarded me evil for good.
这里提到一些人呢，对于大卫非常的不好。
Here we talk about some people that are ill-treating David.
大卫对他们很好。
David treated them with kindness.
但是他们呢，以恶报善。
But they rewarded him evil for good.
当他们这样做的时候。
And when they did this,
大卫怎么样呢？
How did David react?
十三节告诉我。
Verse 13 tells us.
那些人有病的时候，大卫为他们祷告。
When those people were ill, David prayed for them.
他穿了麻衣。
He put on sackcloth.
他禁食，刻苦己心，为他们祷告。
And he prayed with them fasting.
这是一个很奇妙的回应。
This is a very strange response.
为什么他能够这样？
Why is he able to do this?
因为神的爱在他心中。
Because the love of God is in his heart.
把他的仇恨改变。
And has changed his hatred.
让他能够用爱心来代仇敌。
So he is able to treat his enemies with kindness.
这是一个很奇妙的事。
That is a very amazing event.
是神在一个认识他的人身上做的。
This is what God is able to do in the life of a person that knows him.
感谢天父，他的爱进到我们心中。
We thank our Heavenly Father because when his love comes into our hearts,
原来我们自己不会爱。
What we were unable to love on our own,
但是十字架的爱改变我们。
Because of the love of the cross, we are changed.
使我们能够爱人。
So we are now able to love others.
有一次我到夏威夷去。
I went to Hawaii once.
一个朋友在那里教书。
There was a friend there that was teaching.
他在 Hawaii 大学教这个地质学。
He was teaching geology in the University of Hawaii.
他是一个相当出名的学者。
And he was a very renowned scholar.
那么他就带我去看这个珍珠港。
So he took me to visit Pearl Harbor.
我们在路上的时候，他对我说。
And on the way there, he said to me.
他说，当珍珠港举行这个珍珠港这个事变。
When Pearl Harbor remembered on its 25th anniversary what happened,
美国政府呢请一个特别讲员在这个纪念的仪式里面演讲。
There was a special speaker there that would speak in this ceremony.
是谁呢？
Who was the speaker?
谁也想不到。
No one could imagine.
就是当日带领日本的飞机队去炸珍珠港的那个领队。
He was the leader that commanded the troops in the bombing of Pearl Harbor.
为什么美国政府请他来讲？
Why was he invited as a speaker?
难道这个美国被轰炸还不够味道，现在再回味一下从前那个味道吗？
Was it because they tried to capture thrills that they were not satisfied with?
为什么请他？
Why was he invited?
因为他后来有个很大的改变。
Because there was a great change afterwards.
他做了一个基督徒。
He became a Christian.
而且做了一个传道人。
And he became a preacher.
所以呢，美国请他去讲。
And so the U.S. government invited him as a speaker.
他为什么信主？
Why did he become a Christian?
他读圣经的时候。
When he read the Bible.
读到基督在十字架上为钉他的人祷告。
He read about how Christ prayed for those that crucified him on the cross.
他受感动。
And he was touched.
还有一件事感动他。
There was something else that touched him.
在那个日军的战犯营里面。
And in the Japanese concentration camps,
有一个美国的护士小姐。
There was an American nurse.
她对这些战犯特别好。
That treated all these victims with special kindness.
为什么她对他们好呢？
Why did she treat them well?
这个里面有一个很特别的经验。
There was a strange experience behind that.
这个美国的小姐的父亲呢，在这个战争的时候，在菲律宾被日军杀死了。
The father of this nurse was killed in the Philippines by the Japanese.
所以她心里很恨日本人。
And so there was tremendous hatred in her heart for the Japanese.
她要报仇。
She wanted revenge.
但是后来她做了基督徒。
But later she became a Christian.
基督的爱进到她里面。
The love of Christ entered into her heart.
她的态度改变。
And changed her attitude.
结果呢？她就决定到这个战犯营里面做一个女护士。
And so she decided to serve in this concentration camp as a nurse.
要向这些日本的战犯来表达基督的爱。
So she wanted to express the love of Christ to these Japanese prisoners of war.
这个领队也在那个战犯营里面。
This commander was in that camp.
她看见这个美国的基督徒姊妹。
She saw this Christian woman.
她的心很受感动。
And his heart was touched.
她很惭愧。
He felt regret.
她接受基督。
And he accepted Christ.
这两件事合在一起。
Combined these two events.
把她完全改变。
She took the transformation of this man.
我亲自亲耳听见他做见证。
I heard personally his own testimony.
是个非常宝贵的见证。
A very precious testimony.
感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
神的爱改变我们。
That the love of God is able to change us.
在这个仇恨的世界里面。
In this world full of hatred.
我们需要爱。
We need love.
报仇不能够解决人类的问题。
Revenge can no more solve any problem of man.
仇是越报越深。
Because all the hatred goes on deeper with each revenge.
仇恨不能解决人类的问题。
Hatred itself neither can solve the problems of man.
只有爱能解决。
Only love.
我们感谢我们的主。
And we thank our Lord.
他把人类真正的路线带给我们。
He has given us the direction of the path of man.
这是正确的路。
This is the correct path.
爱的路。
This is the path of love.
我们现在看神做的第三件奇妙的事。
Then we now turn to the third marvelous work of God.
六十六篇。
Psalm 66.
十二节。
Verse 12.
六十六篇十二节。
Psalm 66 verse
12. 你是人坐车砸我们的头，我们经过水火，你却使我们到丰富之地。
Verse 12, Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but Thou broughtest us out into our wealthy place.
经过水火却到丰富之地。
We go through fire and water into a wealthy place.
我们中国人有一句话说，水深火热。
We talk about the depth of the water and the heat of the fire in China.
那是形容困苦的经历。
To describe experiences of suffering.
这里说神带领我们有这样的经历。
And he tells us that God has led us through these experiences.
但是他有他的美意在里面。
But he has his own wonderful plan there.
有了这样的经历以后。
Because after these experiences,
他带我们进入丰富的地方。
He led us into the land of abundance.
结果我们得到神丰富的恩典。
And so we receive the grace of God in abundance.
这也是很奇妙的一件事。
This is a very marvelous work.
我自己要做一个见证。
Here I'd like to share a personal testimony of mine.
大概二十年前。
About 20 years ago.
有一天我的肚子痛。
One time I had a stomach ache.
我去看医生。
And so I visited the doctor.
医生呢，以为我是这个肠胃病。
And the doctor thought I had stomach flu.
他就给我泻药。
And so he gave me a potion to induce diarrhea.
其实呢，我是盲肠炎。
But in fact, I had appendicitis.
这个盲肠炎最怕的泻药。
And appendicitis is not treatable by diarrhea production.
我这样一泻呢，这个盲肠呢就穿的。
And so, my appendix was ruptured.
就变成了腹膜炎。
And I had, the problem was intensified.
就很危险。
In fact, it was rather dangerous.
我在床上躺了三个月。
I spent 3 months in bed.
你看，为什么有这样的事发生？
Well, why should this happen to me?
原来很小的事。
It started as a very small thing.
一下变得这么严重。
And all of a sudden it became so